Today we'll be Ezra Hashem be learning Daf Pei Dal of Masechta Shabbos. Some of the topics and concepts to be discussed include: the Gemara will continue our discussion about the fact that boats cannot become tummy. The Gemara will also teach which types of kelim become tummy through medrash. Tumas medrash: if a zav, zav, anida sit or lie on something meant to be used this way to bear the weight of a person, it becomes tummy even if there was no direct contact. We'll discuss when medrash does and does not apply. Base kibul: a wooden vessel cannot become tummy unless it has a receptacle or container. But if it's completely flat, like a mat, then it cannot become tummy. Also, if it has holes in it so that it cannot hold things, it's not a container and it does not become tummy. Kli cheres less late tahara b'mikvah: earthenware cannot become tar in the mikvah. As Rashi explains, because the pasuk says, v'kli cheres ashyiga by hazav yishaver, says Rashi, ein le tahara el shvirasai, it only becomes tar by breaking it. The next Mishnah will deal with the concept of klayim, which means you may not plant different types of seeds together. The rule is that if you plant different types of seeds near each other, they must be distinctly separate. One way is by making sure that they are at least three tefachim, handbreadths, apart from each other. Another way is by planting them in perpendicular rows so that each row looks distinct.